Let's pray.
God, I don't feel told.
And how true that is. People need the Lord. We need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. And thank you that we can be in your house today. To hear your word. To give us direction. To follow you. So Lord, give us courage. Give us ears to hear. And strength to do that which you ask us to do. And I ask this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. It's a delight to be here with you again. To have Emily translate for me again. Yeah. Today I'd like to speak to you about defining moments. Conversations with Jesus. I have three sons. They're now older. 34, 33, 30. But I'm rich. I have five grandchildren. I remember when my oldest son, he was only three. We have to teach him how to swim. And you know, we took him to the swimming pool. Had the little goggles tight around his head. Little bathing suit. And there's the water. I'm in the water. Peter! Come! Come to Dad! And he's there. And he sees his mother and runs to his mother and hugs her. I say, come! You can do it! Don't be afraid. Take courage. It's Dad. And he looks. And for him, this is almost impossible. And he's looking around. He's looking at the water. At last I say, son, look at me. Come. Right in the water. He goes down. He comes up. And he gives me the biggest hug. I learned. If you want a big hug from your kids, from your grandkids, take them to the pool. Teach them how to swim. Now they're in their teens. They're 13 years old. We came back from Africa, for we were there for 12 years. Now they're big. It's not a small drop. Now it's 30 feet high cliff. North of Kingston. Bob's Lake. Dad's in the water. Come on, jump! There's girls on top of the water too. Ah! That freaks me out. Come on, you wuss, jump. And they're all standing there. Ew, that's a long way down. My second son. He's in the back. He doesn't say much. Come on, John, come. He starts to run. He jumps in the air. His arms, his legs are... He screams. But no noise comes out. Hits the water. You see the bubbles come up? And then boop, his head comes up. Yeah, you did it! You got a hold of your fear. And he says to everybody else, come on, you can do it. And one after another, they jump. Many years ago,
2,000
years ago,
2000年之前,
there were 11 or there were 12 men in the boat.
那么船上有12个人,
they were good sailors.
他们是一个很航海,
they weren't afraid.
他们一点都不惊,
they were tough.
他们是很勇敢的,
but they started to go on the water and the waves became huge.
那么他们开始走这个船的时候,
and then they had left Jesus on the shore. But now they see Jesus walking on the water. What? We've never seen this before. The waves are big. There's a phantom. And their hearts were gripped with fear. He comes closer. Big men, lots of fear. Anybody here been afraid?
在座上有人是否有驚慌呢?
2, 3? Oh, everybody. We've all been afraid, right? Big bodies, fearful hearts. And they see Jesus come. Walking on the water. And Jesus says, take courage. Take courage. It's I. Don't be afraid. 11 are there. But Peter looks at Jesus. And he starts fixing his eyes on Jesus and Jesus alone, not the water. Remember, the biggest thing in your life is what you are focusing on. If you look at the waves, it'll never happen. He focused on Jesus. Lord, if it's you, command me to get out of the boat and come to you on the water. Have you ever seen somebody walk on water? In the summertime. I know in the wintertime we can go ice fishing. Not the winter. Can't be done. But somehow his faith was fixed on Jesus and he had a conversation with Jesus. And it became a defining moment. History was changed. And a man got out of the boat and walked on the water to Jesus. History tells us it's true. But then he started to look around. The waves, the wind, the impossibility. And he started to sink. Lord, save me! And immediately Jesus reached out his hand. And he caught him. They go into the boat. And they say, who is this man that even the winds and the waves obey him? He is the Son of God. And they worship him. When somebody dies, their influence immediately begins to recede. Someone once wrote,
有一個人曾經這樣寫,
10 years ago,
10年之前,
we had Bob Hope,
美國是有 Bob Hope 這個人,
Johnny Cash,
有 Johnny Cash 這個人,
and Steve Jobs.
還有
Now we have no jobs. We have no cash. And we have no hope. But you know, Jesus changed that trajectory. Jesus' impact in the world was far greater 100 years after his death than during his life. It was even greater 500 years later. Everybody knew about Caesar or Nero, the emperor. Nobody knew about Jesus. But then after 500 years, more people heard about Jesus. And after 2,000 years, you use the word Nero or Caesar for a pizza shop or your dog. But more than 2.3 billion people, billion, not million, billion people today somehow name the name of Jesus Christ. Numbers are always hard, I know. So, but Jesus, he was born in the first century. He belongs to all centuries, though. Christ was born a Jew. But yet he belongs to all races. Christ was born in Bethlehem. But he belongs to the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. Christ is the hinge of history. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He mastered life. He conquered death. He's the Son of God. The Savior of the world. He never becomes weary. He never becomes tired. And he's our best friend. And he says to each one of us, come to me. Come to me. So what's so unique about Christianity? One word. One person. Christ. If you have Christ, you have it all. If you don't, you don't have much. And so Jesus had a conversation. He had that conversation with Peter. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. He also says, follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. That was 2,000 years ago. And today is today. And Jesus still has defining moments and conversations with us. And every day is a new day. Every day there are new conversations with Jesus. And for each one of us, what he says to us will be different. But he will say, come, follow me. In the late 1950s, a doctor by the name of Dr. Patrick Kennedy left the United States for a short-term missions trip. Do you do short-term missions trips? I know this church has. Where did he go? He went to the Arabian Peninsula. 7 countries in the Arabian Peninsula. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Oman, and Yemen. You know where it is, the Middle East. There are not many, and there were not many followers of Jesus there. But he went. There was a ruler, his name was Sheikh Zayed. And he was in the small city of Al Ain. You know where Abu Dhabi is? Dubai? Nearby. That's where all the princes were born. Big sand dunes, lots of desert. 3 seasons. Hot. Hotter. Hottest. 52 degrees Celsius in the summer. I've been there many times. Turn on your oven, open it up, and put a fan. The wind is dry. Ladies, you put your hand cream on there, it doesn't help. He comes there with his wife. Successful practice. He's a gynecologist or obstetrician. Sheikh Zayed says, "We know there's a Christian hospital in Bahrain. Would you come here and open an obstetrics hospital for our children?" Three in 10 children die because of the lack of care. All there is are a few adobe huts, mud huts. Would you think about it? I'm sure he was like you or I. Let me pray about it. No. Why would I leave my practice in the United States? Why would I leave all that when finally all the studies and all the practice is producing lots of money and fame? But then he starts to pray. I'm talking about really pray. We've all done that, you know? Pray, God, okay. Or, God, what should I do? What a waste! But Jesus says, come. Follow me. He didn't want to hear that. I'm afraid. I've never done this before. Can it be done? It's like a 30-foot cliff.
好似一個三十尺嘅一個懸崖。
Come on, you can do it.
你話跳落嚟啦，你可以做到嘅。
Big body now.
呢個係一個大漢。
Little faith.
但係個心信心非常之細。
But God gave him grace.
但神俾咗恩典俾佢。
And he focused his eyes not on the sand, not on the water, but on Jesus. Follow me. He goes there. He sets up a clinic. He starts caring for many people. Quickly, it gets much, much better.Women's lives are saved. Children are born. Many of them princes. Oh yeah, little detail. A little detail. Remember in the late 50s? Some companies called like BP, British Petroleum. They came and they started to drill little holes in the ground. And what happened? Gold! Only it's black. Oil. And now no matter what they say, the price of oil on your pumps here goes up or down. Sheikh Zayed used to live in a tent.With camels. Then he lived in a palace. Dr. Kennedy did not live in a palace. Listen. He lived to be forgotten. So Christ would be remembered.He lived to be forgotten. So Christ would be remembered. And the world forgot about him. But what happened? Many were born. Sheikh Zayed was very thankful. Many years passed.Now Sheikh is in the big palace. And he says, I would like to thank you. What can I give you in thanks? Missionaries said, could you give us land to build a church?He thought about it. He had to come back. He says, yes, I will give you land. And there in Abu, in just outside of Dubai, there's a whole piece of land called Jebel Ali. I remember seeing that 17 years ago.It was in the middle of nowhere. Sand. They said, no, it will be good. Now, some of the biggest shopping malls in the world are all around there. One of the biggest airports that will ever be, 6 parallel runways, is being constructed right beside there.And now there's a church building. They have around 20 services on Friday with thousands and thousands of people. You know Jackie and Ann, Pastor Jackie and Ann? They saw over 11,000 just Chinese workers come to Christ over there. 11,000. I was there. Chinese New Year. Mid-Autumn Festival. Dozens of buses. thousands of workers
很多的工人,
hearing about Christ
在那裡聽到主耶穌,
for the first time.
第一次聽到主耶穌,
and they come
就是他們來,
and they bow the knee to Christ.
他們就是跪在那裡,
and they have a conversation with Jesus.
那他們就跟主耶穌有一個交談,
and they go back to China
那他們就回到中國,
and start churches there.
就在中國那裡開始工,
just a few years ago,
在幾年之前,
one of the princes who was born in that hospital
在, 康康地醫院出生的一個王子,
came to the hospital.
就來到這個醫院裡面,
the city has become big now.
這個城市是非常之大了,
I want you to make a bigger hospital.
那我就說我要你做一個更加大的醫院。
Really?
他說真的?
We have no money.
我們沒有錢哦。
Because I'd have to come to your church here and say, can you help? He says, think big, think bold. The architects start drawing. $40 million. He says, no, no, big. $80 million. No, no, no. $125 million. $200 million. State of the art equipment. And in the front of that place, I was just speaking, and right beside there, there's a church with 50 some odd congregations that meet on Friday mornings, because that's where we have the service. 50 congregations. And in the front of the hospital, there's a sign that says, providing international quality health care in the name and the love of compassion of Jesus Christ. In the front of the hospital. How many hospitals do you see that over here? And you didn't have to pay 1 cent for it. And many people are worshiping there. I was just preaching there the other day. Was his life a waste? You know, if yesterday's dreams have become today's realities, why can't today's dreams become tomorrow's realities? And Dr. Kennedy was there in the desert. He had a conversation with Jesus. And Jesus said, come. And it became a defining moment. And history will never be the same. Chinese workers have come to Christ. Indian workers have come to Christ. Filipinos, Tibetans, Caucasians, people from all over the world have come to the Arabian Peninsula to know Christ. And as I think and I reflect, what would have happened if he had not gone? Have you heard of David Livingston? Yeah, no. He was a great missionary in Africa. You can see it on Netflix, by the way. But after working there for many, many years, he lost family members. He was mauled by a lion. He was terribly sick. And he was a brilliant man. He wrote this after seeing only four conversions. He said this, I quote, future missionaries will see conversions after every sermon. We prepare the way for them. But may they not forget the pioneers who worked in the thick gloom with few rays of light to cheer them on, except those that come from faith in God and His promises. We work for a glorious future which we are not destined to see in this life. My wife Dorothy and I, over 32 years ago, we went to Africa. We saw hundreds of people come to Christ. Sometimes even after one sermon. But it's because it was God's time. Not because we were good. But God has a time. But it was a defining moment when Livingston went and prepared the way. A few months ago, I was in northern Iraq. You've heard of Mosul? Where the big battle is. A few kilometers away are the two cities called Erbil and Duhok. Many of the people from Mosul now live in Erbil and Duhok. Refugees. Because of ISIS. There are two pastors. There were maybe 20 Christians in the one church. Today there are over 300. There's over 100 in the other church in Duhok. Pastors, both who have Canadian citizenship. But they're there. One has four daughters. And you say, are you crazy? Beautiful daughters? Over there? And they say, but I had a conversation with Jesus. And Jesus said, come. People need the Lord. People need... Right? And then you have to say, well, Lord, if it's not me, then who? And if it's not now, then when? And there you are. A day after we left, 500 meters from where we were staying, a bomb went off and people were killed. But you know, I traveled up to a mountain. And on the top of that mountain, you could overlook the huge plains. Have you ever heard of Nineveh? Remember Jonah? Mosul is Nineveh. Have you heard of Ur of the Chaldees, the Chaldees, where Abraham went? That's the Chaldees. And as we go to the top of the mountain, I'm thinking. Because we had just met with a number of the leaders of the Yazidi people. Remember, they were living in a mountain? And ISIS came. And they took many sons. They took the women, the daughters. They took them away to do all manner of things, unspeakable things. And 70 men who are the leaders, the beards, tough mountain men, they sit around a circle. And we're sitting in the circle. They want to feed us. It's an old building. It's all kind of half destroyed, but there they meet. And they're not happy. At the end of our time, some of them come up to me and they say, Pastor, my son, my wife, my daughter, help. And you say, what can I do? What can the Christian Missionary Alliance do? People need the Lord. And as we go to the top of the mountain, and you can see Turkey, and you see the plains of Nineveh, and Mosul in the distance, and the jet fighters going over. You see a building at the top of the mountain. I say, what is this? They say, this was one of Saddam Hussein's 82 palaces. Peshmerga fighters, those are the Kurdish fighters, they're over there. They know some of the friends that I'm with. Oh, come up! Come on up! And we go to the second story. The building is wrecked. Because missiles would have hit it. And there's a room about as big as this room. And holes in the wall where that's where the windows would have been. And you see the mountain, it's a beautiful scene. Soldiers say, let's have some tea. And they crouch down and they drink like this. Do you know what this is? They say, this room, what is it? This was Saddam's favorite bedroom. Do you know what he said here? I don't know what he said here. He would look out the windows and he said this of himself. I am the King of Kings. There was another man in the Bible, his name was Nebuchadnezzar. Same area. He said the same thing.
他同樣都係咁樣講。
And you know what happened?
你知唔知發生咩事咧？
Pastor will preach on that again.
He
became a vegetarian. He started to eat grass. And he grew feathers and he had long things. And they pulled Saddam Hussein out of a hole like a rat. Friends, there's only one King of Kings.And his name is Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And every tongue confess. That Christ is Lord. And that same Jesus is alive today. And he's here. And he speaks to all of us our hearts.And I said to him, I will go back to our churches and tell them that those people need to hear about the real King of Kings. Jesus is his name. This is a defining moment.And for each one of you, these are defining moments. Maybe you won't be going to Iraq. But I see there's a pledge for missions. Maybe it seems like a lot. And I don't want to say anything bad, I just want to say thank you.Your church has done so much over the years. God bless you and thank you. But we can't stop. Others need to hear. And Jesus is calling us as a group. Let's do it.And perhaps some of you, you've never given before. Looks like a swimming pool. To give $10 a month. Look to Jesus. Come, my son, come, my daughter, you can do it. And maybe some of us are on the top of the cliff.Some of us have a business. And how will I use my business for Christ? Some of you are teachers. Some of you are parents and grandparents. Will I take my time to pray for my children, for my church? For all of us, the story is different.All I ask of you, my friends, my colleagues, have a conversation with Jesus today. Listen to him. And what he says will be different. But when you hear his voice, say, come. Follow me.Don't be afraid. Listen to his voice. Take courage. It is I. Fear not. And miracles happen. Miracles happen. And what we do in life echoes in eternity to the praise of God's glory.Pastor, pastors, elders, leaders, everyone, thank you for what you do. God bless you. And may he give us strength and courage to follow him in the days that lie ahead.
to the praise of His glory. For the King and His kingdom. God bless you.
Amen.